Our next this morning is a Vietnam War veteran, retired U.S. Air Force officer, and is the American Legion National Commander, Mr. Charles E. Schmidt. Mr. Schmidt, good morning and welcome.
Well, good morning, Dick. It's great to be with you this morning.
Certainly a pleasure to talk to you. We don't have a lot of time, and I wanted to get to this right away. A quote that I have, you're a quoter saying, in a world where ISIS, North Korea, Iran, China, and Russia dominate headlines, there's absolutely no excuse for the United States to field a military at pre-World War II levels. I was wondering, to get your take on that a little bit, do you think even though with all the terrorism, do you think collectively we really have become soft? Is it a matter of will, or how would you characterize it, the mood today?
Well, I think, Dick, is, we got this thing called sequestration, which is kind of to resolve some of our economic problems, finance problems of this country. And as a result, we believe that our armed forces are suffering. Of course, that cuts some of their funding down that not only supports ongoing efforts around the globe on behalf of our country, but also future research and development of some of our systems and so forth. So, if we're going to send men and women into harm's way, they need to be prepared. They need to have what they need to get the job done and complete the mission. So we need to think about how and why we send them there, but also to give them what they need to do the job that they're sent to do.
I know that in that quote that I see, too, your quoter is saying that the care and well-being of our veterans and current active duty military members is the cost of providing a strong defense, and you can't have one without the other.
That's right. It takes the men and women, and of course, we've got a lot of veterans who have served this country, and they need to be taken care of as well. So that's very true. You can't have one without the other. And we believe in the American Legion, and of course, we've been taking care of veterans. The American Legion has since 1919. That's why we were started, to take care of those doughboys that came home from the war, and of course, take care of the families of those who did not come home. And if you look at those things that such as health care, employment, compensation, patriotism, national security, that we were founded on in 1919, chartered by Congress as a nonpartisan organization, those issues that were relative back in 1919, if you fast forward to today, Dick, a lot of those things still affect the men and women that are serving this country. So that's why there's a need for the American Legion.
I know you talk about, that 80,000 veterans have been waiting more than 5 years to, have their veterans' disability claims, finally acted upon.
Yeah. Right. And Dick, those 80,000 are claims that have their appeals on claims. They filed a claim that was denied. And, of course, when a claim is denied, a veteran has the right to appeal that claim. But 80,000 claims, appeals on claims, backlogged more than 5 years or more. I don't think that's what a grateful nation wants to have their veterans treated that way. So we're going to keep tuned to that. We supported H.R. 5620, which is the Appeals Modernization Act that has passed the House in the 114th Congress here. Of course, they're in recess. We're hoping that when the 114th goes back into session, that the Senate will pick that up before the end of the year. And if not, we'll have to wait until after the election and the 115th Congress gets formed, and hopefully it'll be addressed then. But we support a process, a modernization that's been designed to help streamline that process. So we're watching it very closely.
Speaking with the National Commander of the American Legion, Charles E. Schmidt, about 2.2 million members, more than 13,000 posts worldwide, and I know we're jumping all over the place here. We have a short time to do it, and that's why we're jumping everywhere. But Twitter says the best best way for employers to thank a veteran is to hire one. And by providing jobs, employers can eliminate veterans' homelessness. Veterans' homelessness, is that as rampant as many of us think?
Well, I think it is. I think the latest statistics is there's about 50,000 out there that's still homeless. Of course, if you get a veteran, that helps them get back on their feet, maybe build some self-esteem and get back into society. But it also gives them some stability and particularly get a roof over their head. Bill, I've been to several places thus far around our country where there's been places where veterans can go to get on their feet, and the employers can hire somebody that has some pretty good training behind them, as we all went through basic training and developed some responsibility and credibility and to get the job done. Some of the trainings that maybe the average employee may not have received, because they teach us a lot of things in the military, as you know. And I don't think an entrepreneur or an employer can go wrong by giving a vet an opportunity, because they'll get a good employee.
So I have a couple of minutes left. Thousands of veterans struggle every day to overcome traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. The Legion is very aware of that and working towards that end as well, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct. The American Legion, we have a committee that has been working that, looking at that, those two issues, and of course PTSD and TBI are the signature wounds of this current conflict in the Middle East. And there is treatment, but we're looking for better treatment that's going to help the veteran overcome those illnesses. We're working through with researchers, trying to find a source other than the medication to help them and kind of get them back into the normal lifestyle.
I know you
are accustomed to.
You've served every level of the American Legion, but you're kind of new on this job. I guess September 1st, 2016. Like the national commander, any major surprises in the month and a half or 2 months since you commander?
Well, actually, not, Dick. Actually, we're starting our third month as being the national commander of the largest veterans organization. And I got to tell you, it is a humbling honor to be selected for this. But we've traveled around to about 10, 11 states now, visiting American Legion families. And there's just good people out there in the communities, proud people, wanting to just give back, particularly those that served. And, of course, the American Legion family includes the American Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, working out in the communities and doing things with communities, and also our youth programs that give kids an opportunity, and also advocating for veterans, supporting veterans, and, of course, the holiday season is coming up, and we never forget our veterans during the holiday season, let alone every day. So the American Legion is a family, is a great organization, and doing good things. And as I said, Bill, since 1919, the American Legion has been serving veterans and their families, and we're going to continue to do that even beyond our 100th anniversary that's coming up very shortly.
We just have about a minute left. Very quickly, I know you're preparing to visit the Far East real soon, aren't you?
Yes, sir, we are. We're going to go later this month, go to Vietnam, Philippines, Okinawa, Korea, Guam, and then we're going to end up in Hawaii for the 75th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack.
Anything we've talked about today, if someone wants more information on that, where can they go, website?
Well, Bill, we have a wonderful website that can tell you just about anything you want to know about the American Legion, and you may go to www.legion.org, and we welcome anybody that wants to visit that. There's opportunities to learn about our programs, opportunities to become members in the American Legion family, and even if you want to find where an American Legion post is, it'll tell you. So it's a great source for anyone, and we welcome them.
National Commander of the American Legion, Charles E. Schmidt, thank you for your time this morning, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Dick, and it's been a great pleasure to be with you this morning.
Thank you. Bye-bye.